Welcome to Live Into Your Best Life, a show where people learn how to go from where they are to where they'd like to be in any area of life. If you're looking for a new job, wanting to improve your relationships, or even reclaim your health, Polyskaya will share with you a simple formula that can take you on a journey to begin to live into your best life in all areas of life. Now sit back and begin your journey.
Hi there, and welcome to Live Into Your Best Life. I'm Polyskaya, your show's host, and today we're going to do a quick review of the book that I wrote, Next Stop, Your Dream Job, Navigating Your Journey to Professional Happiness. If you've listened to some of the previous recordings, you'll know that this book came about because a group of people were seeking help to figure out, how do I get my next job? How do I get a job? How do I find career fulfillment? Back in the early 90s, I was a recruiter, and that's actually what got me into coaching. I was helping people figure out how to, in essence, sell themselves. And I have discovered through the years that while the industry changes, while the way people go about finding jobs has changed, it's still based on the same fundamentals. And so I wanted to write a book that allows people to get back to the basics and really consider what are those foundational and fundamental concepts that make up this whole thing we call a job hunt or a job searching experience. These concepts that I'm going to share today and that I've shared in the book are really straightforward. And they are pivotal to making the progress that you're looking for. And many of the ideas actually can be applied to any area of your life. So remember the simple formula that I've given you. It's, where are you? Where do you want to be? What's your gap? And what action are you going to take to close that gap? So with that in mind, let's dive in. The first chapter is about getting out of your own way. Okay, so think about how much of what you're doing on a daily basis is actually keeping you stuck. The majority of the thoughts that we have every day are the same thoughts that we've had every day before. We just continue to repeat some of the same self-talk. We continue to have conversations that seem to go in the same direction they've always gone. What's holding you back? If you don't take forward action, then nothing's going to change. You're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to keep going on that hamster wheel. And so really getting clear and being honest with yourself on what's holding you back, including perhaps yourself. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're afraid of rejection. Maybe you're afraid of being seen. Figuring out, what are those things? Then identify, what do you really want? You'll learn that what we, our spirits want to do, how we are intended to enjoy life, often was revealed to us when we were young kids. So back when we were in our formative years, the way that we played, the things that we did, were indicators. When I was a kid, I loved to play school, and I always made my poor sister be my student. I absolutely love training adults and helping people move forward and learn and grow their professions. And so as a kid, I was setting the stage for something that I absolutely love doing today. I love to play house. And today I have a blended family of 7 kids, 2 grandkids, and a rescue dog. So practicing in our childhood sets us up for success as adults. So go back to reviewing, what is it that you did as a kid? And what can you learn from that to help you figure out what you could be doing as an adult to have more fun? Explore educational options. In this chapter, we get really clear on what kind of education do you really need? What kind of certifications may be the most valuable? And how do you bring to life those work experiences that fill the void if you don't have the education? In the last episode, my son talked about his journey and his educational ups and downs and where it's led him. He's doing amazing. And he didn't go from point A to point B. He went A, B, C, D, E all over the place to get where he's at. And it enhanced his professional trajectory. With that, looking at your options and figuring out what makes sense is the best bet over following a prescribed path. Then we gear up for job hunting. In this chapter, I talk about the steps to go through to find the jobs you may be interested in. One thing in a conversation that I had, I did a coaching call with someone a couple of weeks ago, and the person has held a certain title. So they've held this certain type of job. And then I asked them, what are some of the skills required to do that job? And as we started to talk, I said, oh, maybe you could search on these types of roles. They hadn't even thought about using a thesaurus to figure out what else something might be called. It opened up a whole new realm of possibilities. So in that chapter, we talk about job hunting. Next, finding your dream job or your career. That's really about figuring out how to put all the pieces together. Because it's not just a cookie cutter approach anymore. And some jobs, you can create more of what you'd like, because a lot of employers don't even realize all that you could bring to the table. So we talk about that. Discover your network. In a couple of shows, I'm going to be interviewing Chris Christensen. He's the one who wrote the introduction to the networking chapter. And we're going to talk about the importance of networking. In this chapter, I open up the door to possibilities in regards to where you may find connections. Spoiler alert, they're everywhere. So think about the people in your kids' 4-H club or scouts troop or sports teams. Think about the parents. Think about the people that you sit next to at a restaurant. Think about the servers or people in a checkout line. You can meet people everywhere, and you never know where that connection is going to lead. There's also traditional manners of networking as well. So we're going to dive into the possibilities. Next, we talk about crafting your resume or your CV. Your resume tells the story. The most relevant information that an employer wants to know about is your most recent job or your last couple of jobs. I've been a consultant for over 30 years. I have a lot of experience. I enhance my last couple of opportunities, and then I just pull out nuggets for the remainder, because you don't want to have more than 4 pages. Now, keep in mind, some of you are going to cringe at what I just said. 1-page resumes are long gone. 2-page resumes may be good as long as there's rich information and you're getting your message across. 3- and 4-page resumes are more common in this day and age, especially if you're going for senior level positions. Okay, so just really, your resume needs to reflect your level of career experience and what you're going for. So let go of, it's got to be this, because there is no one size fits all. And then your cover letter. Open doors with your cover letter. Introduce, how did you find out about this job? If someone's referring you, call out their name. What's the job number? Put all that information in your first paragraph. Then tell the hiring manager what it is that you bring to the table that they really want, that they need, and how have you done it in the past? Just nuggets. And then close with that call to action. Okay, so I give you ideas, I give you material to reference. And again, this book is a workbook. So every chapter is filled with, here's some ideas, here's some thoughts, here's some nuggets. Now, how are you going to bring it to life? The best way to use this book is to look at, what do I need help with now? Every chapter is standalone. It also builds upon, one chapter builds upon the other. So there is no right or wrong way to use this book. And it's really important to consider the going through the steps and taking the action. Because just reading a book doesn't get you anything. It gives you knowledge, but you have to act upon that knowledge in order to create the transformation. Next, navigating your interview. My daughter introduces this topic, and she shares how she's gone about closing some jobs that while people thought, oh, she's not qualified for that, she was, and she showed them how. So really impressing upon the interviewers what makes you the perfect candidate for this job. Again, the Cliffism that I live by, you can do, be, and have whatever you want. You just really need to want it. With that in mind, part of the interviewing process is really conveying why you are the perfect candidate and why it would be their loss if they don't get you. And then last, we wrap up with you have arrived and a celebration of here you are, your next step on that journey to professional happiness. It's not a one and done. Now, back in the old days, a lot of people would get a job and they would expect that they were going to retire from that job, get a gold watch, maybe a pension. Those days are gone. In fact, one of my clients that I've worked with recently, they talk about if people aren't moving jobs between 18 to 24 months, we wonder what's wrong with them. We feel like they've stalled in their career growth. So really being open to and aware of what's going on in the industry and what companies are expecting is important. And the way that you put your resume together, it could be chronological or it could be categorized by skill set. Each opportunity could require a different look on your resume, a different marketing view or perspective. Just keep in mind, be honest, and sell your skills that matter to the future employer, making sure that you stay true to yourself. Now, sometimes it's important just to get a job to pay the bills. Totally get that. And allow yourself to really make sure you're going to have fun, because the last thing you want to do is take the effort, close the deal, and then leave in 2 weeks because I thought I might be okay with it. Give yourself credit. And do yourself a favor by putting the time in to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And the rest will come together. Now, right now, what's one small thing that you can do? I shared a lot of ideas with you. Go ahead and hit pause, or just when we're done with this recording, think about what's one thing that you can do to take action. And then consider in your life, this is really consistent with how can you improve upon the various aspects of your life. Getting out of your own way, critical for everything we do. Revealing what you really want. A lot of people are just going through the motions. Start living that life you want. Live into your best life. Stop doing what everybody else is telling you to. And start owning your power. Going through the steps and taking action will help you achieve the life that you really know you deserve and that you desire. So with that, I look forward to hearing from you in the comments. Subscribe, like the show, share it with your friends, and go to the show notes and click on the link to grab a copy of the video that I've made that talks you through the steps that will take you from where you are to where you'd like to be. Until next time, enjoy the journey.
Thank you for listening to Polyskaya, your show host for Live Into Your Best Life. Check out the show notes and visit her at polyskaya.com to learn more and continue your journey. Until next week, enjoy the adventure.